105 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge
105. You don't need to be an expert in body language to tell what's going on. James Palmer, the Conservative candidate, arms folded, tells you of his experience in local government. Next to him, independent Peter Dore, an early internet millionaire, says not being a councillor is an advantage. Labour's Kevin Price homes in on the housing portfolio he has responsibility for on the City Council, while Lib Dem candidate Rod Cantrell positions himself as the marathon runner with the strength to negotiate for more cash. Before they've even been elected, the candidates are already talking about a possible second agreement. Already, there's a £20 million annual fund to support economic growth, development of local infrastructure and jobs, and an extra £170 million for housing, £70 million for Cambridge alone. Then there's the structure of the Cambridgeshire and Peterborough Combined Authority and the local government it will support. James Palmer believes Cambridgeshire County Council is controlled by its officers and is supremely ineffective.
This is a devolution deal. Devolution means bringing powers down from government, yes, but also in council as well. There's an important part of the devolution deal which is subsidiarity, and that suggests bringing powers from the county council down to the districts. I believe our most efficient councils are our district councils, including the city council of course, and I believe that that's the most efficient way of delivering service to the people of Cambridgeshire. I don't believe in unitary Cambridgeshire. I believe that unitary works very well in Peterborough because it's a limited small area. Cambridgeshire is a vast county, that a unitary council will just be more wasteful, and a unitary council based on the county council would be a disaster for Cambridgeshire.
And you think it's fine that Britain as a whole could have different styles of local government according to where you are?
Well, that's how it is now, so it is the way it is. Traditionally, or recent years, unitaries are in large urban conurbations. Usually county council, district council, town council model is what happens in rural areas. I think we can improve on that. Of course, we have the ability as a combined authority to have a bespoke service that works for Cambridgeshire and Peterborough. Why shouldn't we have the most efficient service that can be managed very well at a local level, best possible value to the taxpayer, based on our most efficient councils? That's a common sense thing to do.
Independent candidate Peter Dore takes a different approach. A businessman rather than a politician, he wants the community to roll up its sleeves.
My main idea is to find community champions, maybe even the councillors, but they completely change their way of working so that they are community focused. They are talking to the main employers, the main resource holders, the schools, the local police.
And but isn't that what a better councillor would do anyway?
No, because what he then does is go up into a committee and just pontificate. You know, all he's doing is asking when he does that. What he's got to do here is actually provide leadership. So it's a case of, right, you want all that done, how are we going to deliver it? And that's the big difference. I'm sure if we can, if at a local level, we can integrate some of this service provision, we can actually get it way more efficient and effective.
No surprise that the city deal should be on the agenda. One audience member highlighted the issue of local buses. In Sawston, you can get to Cambridge, but a ride to the next village is not so easy. So I asked Kevin Price what powers the mayor would have over local transport.
The mayor will have powers over transport across the wider part of the combined authority area, and the city deal has its powers in Cambridge City and Greater Cambridgeshire. And I think the mayor will do what he needs to do across the wider area. And I think we've got to work very, very closely with the Sydney deal. We don't take over the Sydney deal. We can't tell the Sydney deal what to do. But we will be working almost in as a partnership arrangement, I think.
You could encourage them to go in a particular direction if need be.
Well, I'd like to think so, yes. And, you know, I'm already part of the Sydney deal. I sit on the Assembly, so I'm sort of acutely aware of what the Sydney deal is. It was said here this evening that the city deal was set up by the coalition government, effectively, and that had a huge amount of talks about housing, had talked about building 1,000 houses, but unlike the combined authority deal, There wasn't any money for it.
The Lib Dems ran Cambridge City Council when the city deal was created. But like his fellow party members, Rod Cantrell is disappointed with the execution.
I think the city deal in concept was an interesting concept. I think the delivery's been atrocious. In everything they've done, as I said, confusion, contradiction and chaos. I mean, they did a U-turn. The only people in Cambridge who could do a U-turn, because the streets are full, on the policy of peak congestion control points, which they'd done no thought in terms of how they were going to deliver it. And when they went out to the public were materially opposed to an idea which was just crazy.
There's another month of hustings left before the May the 4th election. How are the candidates faring?
How many of these hustings have you got in your diary over the next few weeks?
Well, this was number 5, I think, that we've been to, and I've got at least another 10. So there's about, I think overall, we're looking at sort of 15 or 16, with possibly still some to come in.
Are you disappointed that not everybody from your competing would-be mayors weren't here this evening?
Well, yes, of course, because I think it's important for people that have come to listen that they hear from a wider range. So far, I have been to all of them. And I think, and Peter Dore, in fairness to him, has been to all of them as well. But for various reasons, other people haven't.
One of the things that's really quite remarkable is how at the next hustings, the politicians are picking up on stuff that you've already said. So, you know, the first hustings, I was saying that local government is a failure. And now you find two of the councillors saying that, you know, it doesn't work, we've got to reform it.
You think you'll all be in agreement by May the 3rd?
I think the politicians will make promises about what they think plays well and then forget about it the day they're elected.
As we're getting into the mode of hustings, I think this is about the fifth or the sixth one, I think the candidates are getting to know each other a bit better. And depending on the members of the public who are present, I think the tone and nature of the hustings are different. Last night we were at an environmental hustings, which had a very skewed set of questions in terms of environmental. This is a community hustings out in one of the large villages, and I think that reflected that in the questions that were asked.
I think it's very important to talk to all the people, whether they're going to be supporting you or not, to make them understand that you care entirely for the entire county. You may not agree with everybody, and they may not agree with you, but the important thing is to get out, talk to people, listen to what people have to say, and become a mayor who represents the entirety of the county.